I was watching it from behind, obviously, watching the Vikings guy try to catch him and couldn't, which was impressive. I was a little worried about the ball security because the phone wasn't going to get there. I don't know if he's hold on. So it's a big man running fast. So it was impressive.
No, I was close to him when he caught it, and then he reversed across the whole field and outran everybody. He scored. So, I mean, that was how awesome was that? I saw Morgan direct him into the stands to jump in the crowd and everything.
It was actually pretty tough to get up there. I was pretty tired after that run. So I barely got up there. So it was tough.
There is a science. The farther you get out onto the sidelines, the higher the wall gets. And it makes a huge difference, and you better get a running start. I thought he was big enough he could just probably like lift himself up and sit down. So
I actually knew that it was 100 sacks and 10 picks, the first guy ever to do that. So I knew he had 9 going into that, so it was fun to see.
He continues to do it and continues to amaze everyone, so including myself. So it's great to see that out there. Not only put pressure on the quarterback, be able to create those turnovers, interceptions, and put points on the board for the defense. We take a lot of pride in that.
Well, I think Gilos played well from what I saw. I think the record that he set tonight is unique. The first player in the history of the National Football League to have 10 interceptions and 100 sacks. So I think that's a great indication what a special player he is.
It's a neat stat, so that's pretty much it.